Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
It has been a long, cold winter for so many of us all over the country. And one of the things that I miss most is walking barefoot on the earth. I am such a nature girl. It has been really tough, but I can see little bits of grass here and there. And I am very excited. And we're also excited to have the wonderful shaman Isabella Stoloff. She's going to be joining us once a month on the show, the first Wednesday of the month on the last segment. And we're so thrilled. Hello there.
Hi. Thank you for having me again and having me on as a regular. Wow.
Yay. Oh, we're so thrilled. And we're going to have to walk barefoot in the grass together because seriously. Now, you're in L.A. area, I understand?
I'm in Orange County. So Orange County is south of L.A. The Orange County Healing Center.com is where you can find me. And it's still my small home in Fullerton. So if you think Disneyland, then you know about where I am, south of L.A.
But wow, that's so nice. So you can walk barefoot a lot.
I love that you're here. Well, yeah, Andrea, you wanna tell them what happened?
Oh, well, we had a really good time. You know, for me, it was so interesting because I wanted to really understand what a shaman was. And, you know, Isabella took me back to the center. And, I mean, the energy is just incredible. And she gave me a stone. And she did a bit of healing on me. It was really, unfortunately, we were in a bit of a time crunch. But she did do a healing on me.
We were running.
Yeah. We had a little bit of play in there, too. We had some fun.
I brought her out to the backyard so that she could see the medicine wheel and see the Orange County Healing Center. And Lisa, you're next.
Yay! Sign me
you're
up.
You're next.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
So
I definitely want to come.
I sent you guys a couple of links because I don't know if you had a chance to look at them, and I'm obviously not going to be able to say them right now, unfortunately. But it's all on earthing. So there's a man that made an earthing mat, and I prefer actually to put my feet in the ground, but for those of you that are in the winter months and only have the snow, look up earthing mat and find out how to get one of those, because I'm hearing they're all the rage. And the link that I sent you guys through the email were on that page shows pictures of yourselves. And how they change when you're on the earthing mat. So same way as they change when you're on the earth. So today's show is about how to heal yourself through the earth. And I just believed in it, etherically, you know, because my thing is I listen to spirit and I listen to my own intuition. And it always says, you know, if you're having a hard day, get outside and put your feet in the dirt. Walk on the grass. Actually stick your feet in the mud. And it actually can reduce lots of inflammation in the body. It can reduce any kind of illness that you're having. So, you know, think about it. In the olden days, all we did was walk for miles and miles and miles and walk for miles and miles and miles. And sleep on the ground, right? And now we're either in a little cubicle or we're, you know, working out of our home or we're in an office and inside of a building more often than not and trying to get to the gym maybe to work out. How many of you are gym rats out there? And you're still not getting the benefits of the earth. So Mother Earth is a living, breathing organism just as we are. And I've always felt like we are made up of the earth in some way. And so now scientific studies are coming out. They're taking pictures of yourself. It's a proven fact.
You know, it's interesting. I've just recently got into earthing probably about 6 months ago, and I bought a product that a mat and then something we could sleep on. I gave it to my son to sleep on. And when I was in Mexico a couple of months ago, I made sure to walk every day on the beach barefoot to make sure that I was connecting with the earth. So I do try, I believe in it and I try hard to do it. And what are some of the ways that people can do it? You know, if they're obviously they're not on a beach and they're in their office or their home, what are some easy things that people can do in order to do the earthing?
Well, you know, right away, I said the earthing mat, whoever that gentleman is that created it, just look up earthing mat on Google. I'm sure you'll find it. So what I do very simply is I go outside. I put my feet in the dirt. I make a little mud pile. Now, for those of you, again, stuck in the snow, probably even just having some snow, probably even snow has some kind of benefits, going out snowshoeing or being out with nature. It's really about connecting to the trees, connecting to nature. And I know in the past, everybody said, oh, that hippy-dippy stuff and woo-woo stuff, but it's now being scientifically proven that your cell has memory, that your cell is a living, breathing organism just as Mother Earth is. So I like to have sea salt baths. And if you go to, if you can't jump in the ocean, you can make your own at home. So if you go to my website, ochealingcenter.com, and look at my shaman blog, there'll be a little search menu, and you can put in fire ceremony and sea salt bath. Now, fire ceremony, another very powerful way to release. I have an at-home method for people that don't have access to a fire or are living in the cold and just don't breathe it in. It's toxic. But I created this little blog about how to have an at-home fire and do a fire ceremony for yourself and how to have a sea salt bath with baking soda and get up and rinse after. So in the old days, we used to take care of, you know, Mother Earth. Takes care of herself with fire and flood. Fire and flood, fire and flood. That's Mother Earth, right? In the old days, we sat around the fire, talked about the hunt. We jumped in the lakes and the oceans to rinse off our bodies. So now you can get back to the ways of old just by following that little blog that I wrote on how to have an at-home fire and a sea salt bath. And another great way, I know you girls knew I was going to do this, but I'm taking everyone to Peru in October. So Machu Picchu in the Sacred Valley, and you want to get connected to your soul. You want to find health and wellness from the earth. Come with me to Peru, October 6th through the 16th. Same website, ochealingcenter.com. You can find the information. If you mention Lisa Davis and Andrea Donsky, you will still be eligible for the $600 discount because after March 31st, the price went up. So, congratulations to Naturally Savvy Radio listeners. If you'd like to come.
That's quite a savings. Wow,
you
that's
can
exciting.
Get a great saving. So really, okay, so we talk about consciousness, right? We talk about being conscious with our thoughts and consciousness with our words. Be conscious with your earth. Earth Day is coming up, 420 is Earth Day. Connect to nature in some way every day. Give your thanks to the earth. She's a living, breathing organism just as you are. There is really the only... Maybe she even has consciousness. I was about to say the only difference between us and Mother Earth is we have a conscious mind. But who knows? Who knows? Mother Earth may have a conscious mind of her own. And the more we connect to her, the more we connect to nature, the better off we'll be. Yeah.
You know, Isabella, we have about 20 seconds left. And I just want to talk about really, really quickly about would stones help people to connect, like to earth as well? To do, is it to earth or to earthing or earthing? I don't know, I guess, what the proper way to say it would be, but would stones help?
Would stones help for earthing? Yes, absolutely. You guys saw, Andrew saw my house filled with ginormous crystals. Get yourself some stones. Start to look up crystals. Look up jasper. Yellow jasper is a great way to connect. Funny, I'm holding a stone in my hand. You guys, breath and intention is everything. Go outside today. Pick up a stone. Blow all your troubles away. Stand in whatever earth you can and love yourself. Love every inch of yourself.
Thank you, Isabella. Thank you for being on the show. Learn more at ochealingcenter.com. You can also follow Isabella on Twitter at Isabella Stoloff. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Definitely go out and do your earthing. Stay well.